This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. At least 12 people have been injured after masked gunmen indiscriminately opened fire at a pub in Toronto, Canada. Paul McIntyre is the police superintendent.
It was a brazen and reckless act of violence that's really shaken our community and the city itself. Myself and the other officers that watched the video, we were horrified by it.
Police say they are looking for three male suspects. One of them appeared to have an assault rifle. The other two had handguns. Russia has launched a massive air and drone attack against Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse reports from Kyiv.
It was a night where we saw widespread Russian drone attacks, as Ukraine often does see. It's an eastern town called Dobropilia, where residential buildings were struck by several drones. At least 12 people have been killed.
President Trump has called the ongoing drone and missile attacks unacceptable. This is the first time he has spoken critically of Russia since it invaded Ukraine more than 3 years ago. The president says he's strongly considering sanctions and tariffs against Russia to push the Kremlin closer to a peace deal with Ukraine.
In terms of getting a final settlement, it may be easier dealing with Russia, which is surprising because they have all the cards.
Ukraine officials will be discussing a peace plan next week in Saudi Arabia. The president has established a U.S. strategic cryptocurrency reserve. CBS's Lindsay Reiser says it's Bitcoin worth $17 billion.
The Bitcoin's value has fluctuated over the years. It reached an all-time high of $109,000 in late January. It's currently valued at about $86,000. An Emerson College poll from December found 19% of U.S. voters said they had traded, invested, or used cryptocurrencies. The survey also found men were twice as likely to use crypto than women.
The opening deposit was seized from court proceedings. New Mexico's top health officials say actor Gene Hackman died from heart disease and advanced Alzheimer's, while his wife died a week earlier from a rare hantavirus.
They say he died from advanced heart disease with complications related to advanced Alzheimer's disease. And exactly what transpired during that tragic week, we may never know.
CBS's Carter Evans says their bodies were discovered on February 26th. Here's a feel-good story. A doorbell camera can reveal criminal behavior, but it can also reveal good behavior.
This showed up on a Stockton, California doorbell camera. A boy admits a soccer ball he was playing with hit the truck parked out front.
Like where you get out and where the foot thing is?
Yeah, the ball hit right there.
His apology has gone viral.
And I just want to apologize for that. I don't know if anybody's home, but I just want to apologize for that. What?
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Orlando Magic tonight at Fiserv Forum. Then tomorrow night, they take on the team with the best record in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Bucks have won 8 of their last 10 games since adding players at the trade deadline, like Kevin Porter Jr. and 6'9" Kyle Kuzma, Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
The guys that we have brought in have been really good. Just a great fit. Kuz's ability to play so many positions and do so many things has just been really good for us. Been great for Giannis, you know, to have another big on the floor.
Women's college hockey, another win for the Badgers women's hockey team. They beat the Duluth Bulldogs 3-1. Casey O'Brien with her 80th goal of the season. That's the most in college hockey since 2018. So the Badgers now advance to the championship round tomorrow in the WCHA final face-off tournament being held in Duluth, Minnesota this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-40s, a little breezy out of the southwest. Clear tonight, 31. Sunshine, 50 degrees for your Sunday. On Monday, sunshine with a high near 57. Tuesday, mostly sunny, low 50s, and mid-40s Wednesday. Currently, 26 degrees.
Something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind. Good morning to you. Saturday morning with Rick Johnson. This is your Saturday morning soundtrack. Glad you're along with us. Got a lot of great timeless hits coming up here today, like this one, The Five Stair Steps. Ooh, Child at WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby.
How sweet it is
just like jelly, baby.
Said it, we get it. You wanted those timeless hits back. We brought them back here at WRJN. James Taylor, How Sweet It Is. Good morning to you. It's Rick Johnson at WRJN. And this is the Saturday morning edition. Okay, we do call your Saturday morning soundtrack. And coming up in sports, well, we were waiting to find out. We did. In high school basketball, at 7 o'clock tonight, it's going to be Racine Lutheran at St. Cat's. And, pregame is going to be about 6:30. Tip-off is going to be at 7, and it's guaranteed to be a good game. There's no doubt about it. It was a little bit frosty this morning. Had to scrape the frost off the windshield, and if you put your frost scraper away, well, you're going to have to rough it with your fingernails, I guess. Sunny for today, high in the upper 40s. Right now, though, 27 degrees at Radio Park.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot, and I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it. But not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let me be your love and daddy back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your daddy back. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear. baby. Baby, let me be. Run you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear. I don't wanna be your tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be.
Oh, teddy bear. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I show them to you, and you see them shine.
Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile.
His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen.
Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night.
Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
I'm the
as sweet as the punch.
It's the Six Man Band Association on WRJN. And, you know, it's been a whole 98 years. Two more years to the century mark. Check that out. 98 years. WRJN has provided local news. Got all them great timeless hits coming your way, too. Speaking of timeless hits, the WRJN Capsule Countdown. This time around, we're going to do 1970 and 1966. So if those are amongst your favorite years, make sure you're listening 8:30 and then again at 9:30 as we present the WRJN Capsule Countdown. It's Rick Johnson. We're here with, you know, what we call your Saturday morning soundtrack. Thanks for coming along. 6:29 now, and sun's coming up. Nice orange sky up over the lake. That looks pretty good. Let's check out your weather, though, and see what it's going to be like. I know right now, if you're planning to leave, go somewhere, warm your car up, or make sure you clear the frost off your windshield so that you can see. But let's see what the weather's going to be like.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-40s, a little breezy out of the southwest. Clear tonight, 31. Sunshine, 50 degrees for your Sunday. On Monday, sunshine with a high near 57. Tuesday, mostly sunny, low 50s and mid-40s Wednesday. It's 24 right now.
Got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Took all my money and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Got a two-piece custom-made pool.
Yeah, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the
WHAN local news and all these great timeless hits. You think I'm kidding? Check it out.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Sports for you. Yes, I do, actually. We have Badger men's basketball coming up here at 11 o'clock, so obviously that means we will not have Rock and Roll Never Forgets, but Terry will definitely be back next week. And tonight, starting at 6:30 pregame, Racine Lutheran versus St. Cats. Well, it's going to be a good game. Got to catch it. Tip-off start at 7 o'clock. Spirit in the Sky, Norman Greenbaum.
When I die and the name of the gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay me down to die, going up to the spirit in the sky. Going up to the spirit in the sky. That's where I'm gonna go when I die. When I die and I lay me to rest, I'm gonna go to the place that's the best.
Uh-huh.
Timeless hits here on WRJN, your Saturday morning soundtrack with Rick Johnson. Good morning, 6:44 right now. And you listen to that guy, Kurt Vollman. I'll tell you what, he's great, man. He takes you home in the afternoons and he talks to some of the most fun people in Racine every afternoon between 2 and 6. Talks to people all about music and the arts and theater and nonprofit causes, which really helps out. Kurt's in touch with the people who make Racine home. And when you're headed home, it's simple. Homeward Bound. It's weekdays, 2 to 6 p.m. here at WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public
file. You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We remember the legacy of Val Phillips, the trailblazing civil rights leader. He's also the first African-American woman elected to the Wisconsin State Assembly. Phillips was born in Milwaukee, and though she faced both racial and gender barriers, she remained strong in her fight for equality. She helped pass groundbreaking laws to desegregate public housing while also fighting for voting rights. Her courage and determination wasn't just for Wisconsin, but for the nation. And Phillips' legacy continues to inspire those who believe in justice, showing that one voice can spark change. These are the stories continuing to inspire all of us every day. And as we honor them, we will also recognize the powerful women who are still writing history. I'm Terry Barr.
The Badgers.
Sees Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
It is Fade, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
violins. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. So
soon be summertime and we'll sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
Refreshed. WRJN.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charms,
tell her no.
Some kind of sign, girl, up my baby.
show me that you're mine, girl. Some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. Just give me some kind of sign.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A deadly shooting in Newark, New Jersey.
Sound like a car accident. It went boom, boom, boom.
A police officer has been killed, a second officer critically injured. Here's CBS's John Diaz.
The New Jersey Attorney General's office saying this is a painful reminder of the sacrifices officers make. In a statement, they said, quote, our law enforcement officers put themselves in harm's way every day to protect our communities.
Police in Toronto, Canada, say a dozen people were injured in a shooting at a pub. Paul McIntyre is a superintendent with the Toronto Police Department.
The motive for the shooting right now remains unclear. We're chasing down all leads. I can tell you this was a brazen and reckless act of violence.
One of the shooting suspects appeared to have an assault rifle, the other two handguns. The suspects are still at large. Russia has launched massive air and drone strikes against Ukraine. The BBC's James Waterhouse reports the attacks come after the U.S. limited Ukraine's access to commercial satellite imagery as well as intelligence information.
In the words of one Ukrainian officer this morning, we're fighting blind in some areas. Maxar satellite imagery,